Amgueddfa Cymru, National Museum Wales. Access Guide, Big Pit National Coal Museum. The address is Big Pit National Coal Museum, Blaen Afon, South Wales, NP49XP. The telephone number is 01495 790 311. The fax 01495 792 618. The museum is open between the 1st of March and the 30th of November, Monday to Sunday, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. This guide gives a general overview of the accessibility and facilities available for visitors to the National Museum Wales. If you have any access requirements, physical, sensory, or regarding the presentation of information, please ask at the reception desk. There are 7 museums and art galleries within the group. Please contact the individual museum if you require more specific information or wish to make a particular request, and we will do our very best to accommodate your requirements. For historic reasons, many of our museums are not totally accessible to all our visitors. We are continually striving to improve the situation wherever possible. If you have any helpful suggestions, please let a member of staff know or write to Elizabeth Power, Access and Diversity Officer, National Museum Cardiff, Cattays Park, Cardiff, CF10 3NP. For details of all our museums, visit our website on www.museumwales.ac.uk. Big Pit Mining Museum. Physical mobility. The museum site is on the side of a steep hill, and thus on a number of different levels, and although there are ramps provided, it has been found that a helper is required for every wheelchair user. Please note that these ramps are quite long and steep, and the climb can be arduous. For visitors with mobility impairments, parking is available on each of the 3 main levels, but to view the mining galleries, it is necessary to ascend or descend a fairly steep slope. The underground tour also has some steps. It's a little slippery underfoot in a couple of places, and of course there are 1 or 2 low places where you have to duck your head. As the safety of our visitors is our first priority, it is only possible for a maximum of 4 wheelchair users to be underground at any one time. This is because it may be necessary to evacuate visitors from underground by a different route if the shaft is out of commission, for example, as a result of power failure. The emergency egress route is not capable of being navigated by wheelchairs, and their occupants would need to be carried out. If the group consists of more than 4 wheelchair users, it will be necessary to split the group into at least 2 parties. While one party takes the underground tour, the others can visit the surface of the museum, and vice versa. In this way, it should be possible for a group with 4 to 8 wheelchairs to visit the site in the normal 2.5 hours or so. But if the group has 8 to 12 wheelchairs, it is more likely to take around 3.5 hours. It may be necessary for some visitors to the site to transfer wheelchairs before going underground. Electric wheelchairs and some self-propelling chairs are not suitable for the underground tour. You will be advised by staff, and we will offer you one of our manual wheelchairs if necessary. Visually impaired. It is possible for visually impaired groups and individuals with helpers to experience a guided tour of Big Pit's genuine underground workings. One of the great joys of visiting an industrial site, such as the Big Pit Mining Museum, is the experience of the noises and smells of the exhibits and demonstrations. The mining galleries are a surface exhibition explaining the different techniques of modern mining, from forming new tunnels through to coalface production. This is done by a walk through simulated mine workings guided by an AV presentation. Please be aware that loud noises, flashing lights, and differing light levels and colours are a major part of the presentation. Museum assistants are happy to allow visitors the opportunity to touch and handle the exhibits and to give a full explanation of their role. Handling sessions, which include museum artefacts, are available by arrangement with the education officer. Hearing impaired. Most exhibitions are supported by text for each exhibit, and written visual interpretation of the main exhibition theme is clearly displayed. Induction loops for hearing aids are installed at several locations around the site. Dogs. Dogs are allowed on site provided they are kept on a lead. Assistance dogs for both visually and hearing impaired visitors are welcomed, but unfortunately cannot be taken underground. Drinking water is offered at the point of entry to all dog owners visiting the site, and on request in the cafeteria and the coffee shop. All dog owners are offered pooper scoopers when entering the museum, and we appreciate your cooperation in keeping the museum clean and safe. Facilities. There are suitably equipped toilets on all three levels of the site. Please note that the underground tour lasts about an hour, and there are no toilets underground. Both the gift shop and the two catering outlets are accessible to wheelchair users. Baby changing facilities are provided in the toilets, in the pit head baths, and the coffee shop.